Good morning. 6:19 a.m. on August the 30th, 2013. Yes, 6:19 a.m. It's about a 15-minute first mile this morning. If it doesn't pop soon, it's going to be a 16-minute first mile, but not bad, not bad. My legs are telling me. 15:23, okay. And a quarter, probably closer to 15 because I did stop to take a picture. So yeah, okay, I need to slow. My shins are screaming at me. They're saying, hey dude, what were you doing? What were you thinking? Had good tunes this morning. Tape 5, Bad Boy Good Man was on. That was a rocker. And so it was the Telephone Gaga. So yeah, it was fun. Whew. I wore my fuzzy shirt today because the last few mornings it's been kind of chilly, but I'm a bit soggy from the workout, which is good, which is excellent. So today what I'm thinking about is the high school kids that I worked with yesterday. Gosh, it is so much fun to work with high school kids. I suppose it's the teacher in me, and one of my friends from long ago was quite upset with me because I was going to give up teaching. I was going to give up being an adjunct faculty member because it's just not worth the trouble. And her comment was, you're a teacher, how can you not teach? And the answer is, I guess I can't. I guess I'm sort of required. But I'm teaching now in ways that are more satisfying to me. I don't have to deal with administrations as a rule. I don't have to deal with grading as a rule. I can choose the topics that I want to teach, and I don't have to commit 15 weeks at a time for $2 a day. In order to have access to students. Brian Humphrey's class is, as always, killer. And it's really nice now. Brian has his own copy of Sense Memory. So I added a galley proof of quarter share with the new covers and the new layouts. So his class can peruse it and have a look at it. So it should be fun. It should be a good time. I got 5 with the potential for 7. There were 2 that were absent because of sports or arc magnet or something that was going on that day that they weren't there, but had previously reported that they want to partake of this novel writing exercise. And the surprise was that one girl in the class already has a book. She's got a galley from Create Space, and she's trying to get it into shape. Good morning. She's trying to find out, you know, it's like, what's the matter with it? Why doesn't it, does it work? Does it not work? She's trying to edit it, dealing with front matter. So all the stuff that I can help her with, and I'll probably go through and read the book, give her a little markup on it maybe. But yes, it's very exciting to think that there is a student who actually has a book already. I have 2 guys in this group. I'm very excited about having a couple of guys. 3 girls. And potentially, I think the last 2 are both girls, too. So, one guy may drop out. He loves fantasy, but his entire exposure to fantasy is the video game Final Fantasy and Diablo. That's his exposure to fantasy. Apparently he doesn't read fantasy. He's not really up on the various kinds of fantasy that exist. He's a manga fan. He likes to read manga and he likes to watch anime, which is cool because there's a lot of that in my house too. So after class, we were kind of comparing notes on various manga that he likes and animes. A reasonable sounding guy. We need to get him over the idea that fantasy is only anime. Fantasy is only games. There's nothing wrong with the games. I don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking them. But if that's your entire take on the genre, then it's a bit limited. I have two that want to write contemporary fiction, which should be interesting. Because basically what that means is literary fiction. And I don't know if they realize that or not, but that's basically what it is. General contemporary fiction is not really a genre. So be interested to see. I'm really, really anxious for them to give it a go, give it a shot. Everybody wants to write a fictionalized account of their own lives, which is fine. I'm good with that. Good morning. Good morning. Chocolate lab with great big brown eyes looking at me and he pants by. And one girl who does historical fiction, and her problem is that she gets bogged down in the research for her historical fiction, and as a result doesn't get to finish anything, so we're going to work with her on that. And I've introduced them to the author's magic of time travel, so that if they get to the end of the book and realize there should have been something in chapter 2, they can go back and add it in chapter 2. That's legit. And rather than getting bogged down in research on a section of a book that might not actually make it past the second draft, I've suggested to her, in particular, that just write it. And maybe make a note in your manuscript that you need to research bustles or gunpowder or something. The weather at Fort Ticonderoga, particular day in history. Was it a cold winter or was it a mild summer or whatever? And then go on and finish the book so that she knows what the story is. She knows what the story is about. It was interesting that Brian's feedback, which we were talking about, don't try to make the first chapter perfect, because it may not last. And it's one of the things that most new writers do, and that's do the self-edit thing. And as a result, they never get beyond a certain point because they bump all the edges off. So having a completed draft so you can see what the arc of the story is, so you can see what the story is about, so you can see who the main characters really are. Not necessarily the ones you started with, but who's really the main character? I mean, I always start with the main character. I know who the main character is because always my point of view character. But I am going to work on a technique of using a secondary character to tell the story about a primary character, much in the way that Watson is the mouthpiece for Conan Doyle. And he's telling the stories of Sherlock Holmes. Oh, what a beautiful, I just turned east. What a beautiful morning, holy cow. There's a cloud deck that's coming in from the southwest. So it's almost dark black clouds all the way back there. But it breaks due east here. There's a rift in the clouds, a wide streak of blue with some puffy white cirrus clouds up high. And the sun is really low still. It's just barely clearing the horizon. But it's lit up the front edge of that cloud deck, so it's all silvery with just a little hint, Monk Paul, of red color on the bottom side of the clouds. It hasn't quite touched the bottom side. I don't know if it's going to or if it's too far off and can't make the angle or what. It's gorgeous. You get the dark swatches and the bright white and the clear blue and wow. It's amazing. So yeah, we got some stuff to do. We talked about point of view. We talked about everything that's on the page needs to come through the point of view character and what constitutes one of the more difficult things for new writers to deal with, which is a point of view break, and what that looks like on the page. Good morning. So dealing with point of view break, dealing with normal sounding dialogue, and dealing with issues of technique. Most of the technique does apply. Some of the technique applies in short story. The structure, the depth of the story, the breadth of the story, something you can't do. The number of characters in the story, something you can't do in short story. So I'm really excited. I'm really thrilled to be working with Brian's class, to be working with Brian. It's a great deal of fun to be in the classroom with him and to have a conversation about writing for the students to hear two writers talking about the craft, because we work very differently. He's writing a zombie novel, which is, you know, I really want to read it because it's Brian, but it's a zombie novel. Ah, well. I'm not cooling down a lot. Of course, I'm wearing my fleece. I could have gone in just a t-shirt today, I think. It's not that cold out. It's going to be mid-90s again today. It was beastly hot yesterday. I took a water bottle with me to school and left it there. Forgot it. Brian's going to look for it this morning. It's a cheap plastic job. If he can't find it or gets lost or whatever, I don't care. I'll buy another. They come in packs of two. And they're not particularly prized possessions. They hold about a quart. Perhaps it's a liter. But I got a spare because they come in pairs. So worst case is next time I go to the grocery store, I'll pick up another pair. Trying to figure out what I'm going to fix for supper today. I have a pork roast that I frequently cook in the slow cooker in apple juice and applesauce, and then have like mashed potatoes or something. I had some sweet potato. I have some cooked sweet potato. I could probably put that in, thicken up the broth. Maybe some carrots. Make an apple pork. Make an apple pork curry. Doesn't that sound good? Maybe not. Tandoori pork. I'm trying to get my mouth around that idea and I can't quite pull up. Probably do garam masala. Gosh. Somebody found the the winter is coming reference in South Coast, and found it to be quite humorous. It was, in fact, a reference to George R. R. Martin, even though I wrote it in 2007. It was before the books were really, really popular. It was before the books, most people even knew who George Martin was. Well, no, that's not true. Let's just say he didn't have the wide popularity that his HBO series has given him. People in the fantasy field, of course, knew who he was. Just like they know who Terry Goodkind was before the TV show. But yeah, Otto's mother says winter is coming. Otto, being a little shit that he is, says, oh, I've heard that. It was in the marketplace. Everybody's talking about it. And takes umbrage with his mother's conversational inanity, which I just had a great time doing. It was just a little, piece. It's just a quick back and forth that kind of informs people about Otto's viewpoints and his youth. And but it was winter is coming, and it is a direct nod to George Martin. There are all kinds of those things in these books. I'm even finding some in Hesher that I forgot I put in there. Still haven't gotten through the book. I'm not being as focused as I might have been. I'm keeping distracted by new ideas and new opportunities and new stuff and sprinkler guys and chores and the tree guys. Kind of a pain. But you know what? I did more work in a month than I've done all year. So it takes me a little bit longer to get through this one. I didn't make any progress yesterday on full share after I got. I do have it in my Dropbox. I just have to get it down, break it down so that I can put it into LaTeX for formatting. Maybe I'll do that today. 32 minutes, 17? 17 and a quarter on the second half. Not bad, not bad at all. I'll take it. But since that is a 2-mile mark, what comes next is I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.